Radio Daily. Halfway day is upon us. Which means if you're interested tonight in Mark's stream, we're all supposed to be dressed up like literary characters. I have a very goofy idea that I think you'll enjoy. Or hate. It's an either-or situation. So see that. In the meantime, you should know that we're the folks with GeekRadioDaily.com. In case you missed it in your download feed, what it was, and when you, set up to subscribe and stuff. No, I think you're on top of it. The folks that are bringing things to you today, the man that knows how you need to look at the situations in life, that there's podcasting, Rich Sickford.
He is starting to damage my calm.
Oh, okay, never mind. You shouldn't look at it that way. Don't. You're upsetting the man. Hi! I happen to be the most wonderfully and fascinatingly interesting Billy Flynn.
Damn it! Must you always be such a smartass?
It's better than being a dumbass. What happened, sir?
1797, Thomas Jefferson presents a paper on the Megalonyx to the American Philosophical Society. It will be published as a memoir on the discovery of certain bones of a quadruped of the clawed kind in the western parts of Virginia. Man, did it have a nice centerfold.
1849, Abraham Lincoln becomes the first United States president to apply for a patent described as a method of buoying vessels over shoals.
Oh, a president who actually did something, besides just slapping their name on stuff. 1862, the United States issues the first modern first paper notes, commonly called greenbacks, to replace demand notes. Greenbacks will be issued until 1971.
1876, at age 29, Alexander Graham Bell makes the first telephone call in history between two neighboring rooms of his laboratory in the boarding house at 5 Exeter Place, Boston. In an excited voice, he shouts, "Mr. Watson, come here! I want you!" And in truth, Bell did not immediately realize his demonstration had worked. He was hurriedly setting things up when he spilled acid, and Bell's plea was directed to a nearby Mr. Watson in hope that he would come to help quickly clean that spill up. And rather than hearing Bell through the wall, he heard him through the device.
1891... Alman Brown Stowager is issued a patent for his electromechanical switch to automate telephone exchanges.
1902, a United States Court of Appeals rules that Thomas Edison did not invent the movie camera.
1918, Warner Brothers Studios releases its first major film, My 4 Years in Germany.
1922, the Variety Entertainment Trade magazine runs an article entitled, "Radio Sweeping Country, Million Sets in Use."
You know, that's probably going to eradicate all those darn books and stuff.
1948, Herbert H. Hoover, a test pilot for the National Advisory Committee on Aeronautics, or NACA, becomes the first civilian pilot to exceed the speed of sound in a Bell X-1 aircraft at the Edwards Air Force Base in California.
1950, RCA shoots the first color television recording at its Silver Spring Laboratory using its dot sequential system.
1955, the final episode of The Silver Eagle is broadcast, marking the end of the era of adventure stories, which were so prominent during the golden age of radio.
1970, Mika becomes the first satellite launch from a Kourou spaceport in French Guiana.
1972, Universal Pictures releases a science fiction film, Silent Running, directed by Douglas Trumbull, and starring Bruce Dern, Cliff Potts, Ron Rifkin, and Jesse Vint.
1977, astronomers James L. Elliott, Edward W. Duncan, and Jessica Mink discover rings around Uranus. Although in 1789, William Herschel reported observing rings, modern astronomers were skeptical he could actually have seen them, as they were very dark and faint, unlike the incredibly dark rings around Uranus today.
1982, all at the time, 9 planets align on the same side of the sun, in what we call Syzygy.
1986, Japan's first interplanetary spacecraft, Sakagaki, passes within 6.8 million kilometers of Halley's Comet. Halley's if you're nasty.
1997, the ashes of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry are launched into space in a capsule about the size of a stick of lipstick aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia. The ashes will remain in orbit for approximately 5 years until their canister burns up on re-entry, which of course is referred to as cremation, the next generation.
1997, the fantasy television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, premieres on the WB with the episode "Welcome to the Hellmouth." The series picks up where the 92 movie of the same name left off.
1998, Nintendo of America announces plans to release a version of the Game Boy handheld video game system. 1998, Nintendo of America announces plans to release a version of the Game Boy handheld video system with a color screen capable of displaying up to, wait for it, 56 colors of a 32,000-color 16-bit palette at one time. It'll be backward compatible with all previous Game Boy titles. The company doesn't cite a specific release date, but promises that the system will be in stores soon.
It was 1999. 1999, the founding of BattleBots is announced by Trey Roske and Greg Munson, the two former builders of the famous Robot Wars competitor, La Machine.
2000, Touchstone Pictures releases the science fiction film Mission to Mars, directed by Brian De Palma, starring Gary Sinise, Tim Robbins, Don Cheadle, and Jerry O'Connell.
2006, the NASA Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter enters orbit around Mars.
No doubt inspired by the movie previously mentioned. 2008, Dale and Saul get in a car chase. Later, Dale, Saul, and Red fight drug lords at a pot-growing house.
And we're very concerned that there was a rancor in the basement. 2011, Bright Eyes' treatment at Gen Sys begins. And we all know how that ended. Birthdays?
Rafe Spall is 38 from Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Prometheus, and the BFG.
Brie Turner's 44 from Deuce Bigelow and Rosalie on Grimm.
The very handsome, talented, good-looking, and funny John Hamm is 50 years old. From The Day the Earth Stood Still, Mad Men, Sucker Punch, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Bridesmaids, and 30 Seconds of the A-Team movie.
He was also in the greatest moment in television history. Paget Brewster's 52 from Another Period, Criminal Minds, Lois Lane in Gods and Monsters.
She also does a fantastic transatlantic accent, if you know what that is, on the Adventure Zone podcast. So if you ever get a chance to check that out, please do. And she was also in the final season of Community.
Aw.
Sharon Stone, 53, from Basic Instinct, Scissors, Quick and the Dead, Total Recall, and Professional Chair Sitter.
Robert Llewellyn is 65. You best know him as Crichton from Red Dwarf.
Aloma Wright, 72, Laverne on Scrubs, and Gretchen in Suits.
Chuck Norris is 81 years of age. I mean, he's been in a million movies. Pick the one you like, but I always recommend Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Oscar Kwitak, 95. He's the obligatory hunchback in Revenge of Frankenstein.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1905, Richard Hayden. He was the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
And 1937, Joe Vitarelli. Jelly and Analyze This and Analyze That.
Did not see that coming.
On CBS, we've got a new Tough as Nails, new SEAL team, and Bill Swat.
I don't know what that means. ABC, a new Goldbergs, American Housewife, The Conners, and a rerun of The Con. You should figure it out this time. They shouldn't trick you.
NBC has The Chai Try with your magifiers and your pits.
Fox has season 5 premiere of Return of the Masks on the new The Masked Singer, Floating on Air, Fire and Broken Bones on the new Game of Truths.
Return of the... Did they do last season without... What?
I have no idea.
CW, Archie recruits for a volunteer fire department. An investigation leads Betty, Alice, and Kevin into conflict with Hiram on a new Riverdale and Nancy Drew.
Freeform, the Fosters and the Hunters get together for a Dutch-themed goodbye party for Brandon and Eliza. Callie has an awkward encounter with Jamie, and Mariana struggles to tell the moms the truth on a new Good Trouble.
AMC has Law-Abiding Citizen.
FX, Franklin's missteps put Leon in the crosshairs, resulting in an unexpected reconnection, and Teddy faces fallout from Tijuana on a new Snowfall.
A lot of snow in Tijuana? I guess there is.
Yeah, baby.
FXX is a Bob's Burgers marathon.
FXM's got your Smurfs Lost Village.
BBC America has The Bourne Identity.
Siffy, believing he will face massive failure if he stays on Earth, Harry asks an unlikely ally to help him find his ship on a new Resident Alien.
TBS has Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
TNT, this show is on fire! On a new Go Big show.
Science is celebrating the birthday boys with Mega Fights Fight to the Finals on a new BattleBots.
Nice, and USA's got that WWE next, but we're watching the Hallmark Channel. A professional hockey player and former professional ballet dancer find themselves growing closer together while the dancer helps him recover from an injury. But their bond is threatened after he recovers and must return to his team. Alexa Vega, Luke McFarlane star in Taking a Shot at Love.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad is forced to defend a partner's son on a murder charge. Unhappy with this new case assignment, Chad has to find and investigate what really happened. With that in his mind, taken care of, he starts to work on Gabby's case, but it starts to become apparent why this practice hired him. But then it starts to become clear why this practice hired him. And it seems Abby was right in her suspicions. She told him this new job meant working for a Goliath. She has read the words on the bathroom walls and wonders what these weirdos have planned next. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
You've got mail. Hi, geeks. I love your news and commentary about the fart vac. Well, it's something everyone loves. Another possibility is to try this experiment. Get meat and vegetables with garlic sauce from a Chinese restaurant and consume all the sauce with the rice. See if in a few hours your farts smell almost exactly like the sauce. If this is repeatable, it may be the secret behind China's huge population, none of what one guy called marriage-ending farts. Stay safe. That is from Bill, who I did not know is also Mr. Science on the side.
Thank you very much to GRD's resident fartologist, Bill.
I believe Chabby are taking a turn on. I would make a joke, but I'm afraid how quickly it will go downhill. I mean, last time I wrote Rich to say his pants are on fire. Who knows what chaos would strike with a rigid, unyielding, resistant joke. Love rocket launchers and innuendo. That is from Drace.
In your endo.
Tommy here again. I won't try to reference all the jokes from the July 7th, 2020 episode. I just want to thank GRD for doing what they do so well. Love and plasma rifles. P.S. I am from the past, so I do hope Drace is doing okay. I kind of remember that. That's awesome. Well, I'm sure she is. I mean, we just heard from her, so she is still breathing. If you're still breathing, won't you let us know about that? Drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, in a voicemail, a text mail. A text mail? You can call it that. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD.
And don't forget, since I did earlier, that March 10th is Mario Day. It's a me.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn, the actor behind the mask of Crichton from the BBC television show Red Dwarf, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. You must be very, very clever.
I'm not going to disagree with him. He is a robot. I think he knows about these kinds of things. Or at least pretends to.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
There's all kinds of books available today. What are we going to pick up, sir?
Well, from Detective Comics, we've got American Vampire 1976. Number 6, 1976. Batman, Urban Legends. Ooh, I hope he fights a chupacabra.
Ooh.
Green Lantern Season 2, wrapping up with its 12th. And the Joker is the most wanted man in the world, but the clown prince of crime is several steps ahead of law enforcement, and he's on the run overseas. James Gordon, facing retirement, probably about 2 weeks away, realizes this is the manhunt of his life, the last piece of a storied career. But what mysterious and deadly forces are also in pursuit of the Joker in Joker, number one?
Over at Marvel, you got Deadpool Nerdy 30, number one, because he's got an anniversary. Immortal Hulk, number 44. Nonstop Spider-Man, number one. And when do the X-Men get sidekicks? Well, now. Don't miss the debut of the greatest teenage superhero team of all time. They've learned from the best. Now they're ready to be put to the test. But who the heck are these kids, and where did they come from? Guest starring the X-Men, it's Children of Atom, number one.
From Dark Horse, we've got Black Hammer, Visions, 2 of 8. God of War, Fallen God, 1 of 4. True Lies of the Fabulous Killjoys, National Anthem, wrapping up at 6. From Boom Studios, we've got Luna, 2 of 5. Mighty Morphin, number 5. Spectre and Spectres, 2 of 5. And a chilling new horror series about the mysterious monsters that haunt Proctor Valley Road and the four misfit teenagers who must stop them. August, Riley, Cora, and Jenny have organized a spook tour with their classmates on the most haunted, demon-infested stretch of road in America to fund attending the concert of their dreams. When their visit turns deadly, these four friends race to rescue the missing students before the town tears them limb from limb. Now they must slay the evils roaming Proctor Valley Road, along with the monsters lurking in the hearts of 1970s America in Proctor Valley Road. Number one.
So those ghosts have bell bottoms. IDW Publishing, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, number 279. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 96. Star Trek, The Next Generation, The Gift, Number one, over at Image, Commanders in Crisis, 6 of 12, Deep Beyonds, 2 of 12, Homesick Pilots, number 4, and a highly unconventional angel and the young woman she takes under her wing when a case of heartbreak strikes hard. Packed with surprises, metaphysics, this gorgeously drawn series deploys tenderness and humor as it dives deep into the topics that matter. It's Carmen, number 1. They'll have a swimmingly good time.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Koei Tecmo's popular Dynasty Warrior series is getting a live-action cinematic version.
And that means we have a chance for movies of Besser, Fire Emblem Warriors, and Hyrule Warriors.
I would love that. Called Dynasty Warriors, the movie will be directed by Hong Kong director Roy Chow Hin Yang from Nightfall and will star Louis Koo, Wang Ki, Tony Yang, and Gulsnare Biekstar. Variety reports that the movie has a cameo from ex-Super Junior member Han Ging.
Oh, they made Supergirl fly high.
Perfection.
The movie's first trailer debuted in 2018, but the film, slated for release last year, was delayed due to COVID-19.
Wow. That was longer than a Dynasty Warriors 8 loading screen.
Truth. In the game, of course, there's the onslaught of a staggering number of enemies. The movie seems to deliver that in a very over-the-top way, which they should. Dynasty Warriors will be released first in Hong Kong April 29th, mainland China the following day. And I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to see Joan Collins taking out wave after wave of enemies. All right, ask your parents what that means or listen to that damn song by Prince.
So I stumbled across an article online the other day. A growing online petition is demanding that the new Wolverine should be portrayed by Letterkenny star Jared Kiso in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Pitter-patter. Let's get at her.
The Change.org petition was created by Letterkenny fan Christopher Atkinson, who wrote, "Watching a single episode of the show Letterkenny fully establishes how Mr. Kiso would be the perfect casting choice for Wolverine."
That's a Texas size 10-4.
To back up his suggestion, Atkinson offered the following reasons. Kiso is actually Canadian.
If you have a problem with the majestic Canadian goose, then you have a problem with me.
At 5'10", he's not overly tall, already has years of experience playing a smoking tough guy, already in damn good shape.
I'm going to need you to take about 25-30% off there, bub.
Neither Marvel, Disney, or Kiso have responded to what Atkinson referred to as the only logical casting solution for one of the most recognizable comic book characters, certainly within the X-line.
And I suggest you let that one marinate.
Supporters of the idea have also expressed their own reasons for approving the casting choice, with one commenter saying, "It would be worth it just to have Kiso's Wolverine and Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool talk for an hour and a half."
As sure as God's got sandals, it beats watching dudes fight with treasure trails.
Personally, I think this is an awesome idea. It fits in so many ways. Besides, who doesn't want to see Logan look at Deadpool and say, "Wish you weren't so fucking awkward there, bub."
And that's what I appreciate about you. Sons of Anarchy creator and The Shield writer Kurt Sutter has been set to write, direct, and produce the drama feature This Beast for Blumhouse Productions and Netflix.
This is about a war, and maybe tomorrow, next month, maybe 10 years from now, someone wearing a Reaper will cut your heart out.
The story is set in 18th century English village besieged by a mysterious and elusive beast that has slaughtered dozens of innocents and whipped up the villagers' anxiety into a puritanical fanaticism.
All while saying they want to change things, they keep repeating old behavior. Can't have it both ways.
You'd think that. The impossible task of killing the beast falls to a lowly trapper who promises he can stop the carnage, a man with a deeply personal reason to wipe out the monster.
"I buried my best friend 3 days ago. As cliche as this sounds, left part of me in that box."
The story is reportedly inspired by the true story of the Beast of Gavaudan, a man-eating animal or animals that was thought to be a wolf or wolf-dog hybrid that terrorized a French village in the 1760s and killed up to several hundred people. That's a hungry son of a bitch. This film should tell us if Marquise was executed, if Fronsic and Marianne did get away to live a happy life, and wait, is this not a sequel to Brotherhood of the Wolf?
Do you remember Shadow?
The Hedgehog? Sadly, I do.
The streaming service that let you rent a high-end PC over the web. If so, bad news. Developer Blade filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. and was placed in receivership in France as it struggles to keep up with demand.
Wait, so they're going bankrupt because they were too popular? Damn daywalkers.
Well, having your own complete gaming PC living in the cloud, effectively accessible from anywhere, makes the service unlike any other streaming option. You have complete autonomy to install whichever apps, games, or services you want on the machine, the only limitations being the rather small storage space and a reliance on a decent network connection.
Well, look, we'll just add a new hard drive to the... Oh, wait, yeah.
Blade, however, isn't resigned to defeat. In a blog post titled A New Beginning, the company states that Shadow has become a victim of its own success, with demand greatly exceeding the company's capacity. Now it is reorganizing and seeking new investment to free itself from its debt before moving on to a new stage. Which means, unless you have a super gaming PC, you should support your own real chance to customize all the penises you want in Cyberpunk 2077. You hear that, Google Stadia? That's what we want.
Sony Pictures Animation is reportedly developing a new action-adventure film about a group of female K-pop stars who moonlight as demon-slaying mercenaries.
Sorry, Mr. Window, Gaio.
Filmmakers Maggie Kang, the Lego Ninjago movie, Chris Appelhans from Wish Dragon, are teaming up with producer Aaron Warner from Shrek and writers Hannah McMeekin and Dania Jimenez, Luna Likes, on the project titled K-pop Demon Hunters.
Fantastic, baby. Rum-bum-bum-bum.
Kang calls the film an homage to her Korean pride and the wildly popular K-pop music she grew up with. In the narrative, a world-renowned girl group must balance their lives in the spotlight with their supernatural slaughtering secret identities, all set against a colorful backdrop of fashion, food, style, and music.
All of those are on God's menu. Mmm, that red flavor. Do-do-do-do-do.
Raya and the Last Dragon production designer Mingzhu Helen Chen and art director Amy Thompson are also on board. No production timetable has been set yet, but the first artwork is online and looks kind of cool. And look, if this whole thing is roly-poly and lovey-dovey, this will have a cherry blossom ending. Oh, and as a bonus, they plan to film this thing in Oppum Gangnam Style. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Ooh, I gotta make a note. Has anybody seen my pineapple apple pen?
Drop us
a note. It's right next to my pen pineapple apple pen.
Would you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Tell us all the K-pop songs we missed that you love so very, very much. In a voicemail, in a text message, just use the numbers
510-GRD.
And a pronunciation key.
That would be so helpful. We're dumb Americans after all.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
End of line.
Good times.
Good night, suckers.
It's happening. Use the moves.
Boom. What's up, buddy? Call for some roadside assistance. Thanks, officer. I can handle it from here on out.
Come on. That's the problem with cops, Annie. We're just never there when you need us.
Cop talk's weird. Come on, dingus. Tick-tock, I got shit to do.
Uh-oh. Check it out. Look what's steering the car.
Thanks again for picking me up.
Not a problem.
Are you busy?
Well, it is Friday. And you know, you look tired. If you're tired, you can totally lay down in my lap if you want. Just take a little lap nap. If you want, open for biz.
Okay, can you just pull over?
Ooh, yeah. Actually, that's an even better idea.
No. Can you please just stop the car? I want to get out.
No, it's super gravelly.
Please pull over.
Why?
Because I would rather get murdered out here than spend the next half an hour with you. Can you please just pull over?
Oh, come on, Annie. It's called humor. Learn about it. Besides, I would never last a half hour.
Goodbye, Ted.
You know, if you're trying to turn me on, it's working. You used me.
No big deal. You are no longer...